Hi, my name is Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. Atascadero is an amazing place to live and do business in. We own and operate Peek Realty and Peek Painting with both locations directly on El Camino Real. The success of our community and the issues we are faced with on a daily basis do not go unnoticed, and I plan on being the boots on the ground representative for our community.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for F-14 pavement resurfacing project beginning in Atascadero. Hazmat crews in Paso Robles clean apartment with 40 dead cats found inside. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin on Monday, October 28th. Affected roadways in the city will be Capistrano Avenue from Highway 41 to Lewis Avenue. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts with work limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times. Del Rio Road from Potrero Road to San Anselmo Road. Work will once more be limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times for this road as well. San Andreas Avenue from San Marcos Road to Highway 41. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts. And Country Club Drive's work will be starting at Capistrano Avenue and is estimated to start in mid-November. Public Works estimates the entire project will be completed in December of this year. Hazmat crews were seen cleaning out an apartment unit earlier this week at 1040 Chestnut Street. The crews were cleaning a unit that was found to have 40 dead cats and 6 live cats inside of it in August of this year. The County Animal Services Agency is investigating this incident. As it is ongoing, no further details from officials are available at this time. A post-seizure notification has been posted to the building, which names Lori Bryant in an alleged violation of Penal Code 597B, Crimes Against Animals. Car show and barbecue fundraiser at Estrella Warbirds Museum this weekend. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. This Saturday, October 26th, will be a car show and barbecue fundraiser at the Astrea Warbirds Museum, hosted by 805 Community Car Care Centers. This free event includes music, a bounce house, and a silent auction. For $15, you can treat yourself to a tri-tip lunch. $45 can register your car for entry into the show. All donations at the event will go to rebuilding the Pass Robles Auto Wrecking Yard. The event starts tomorrow, October 26th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Pass Robles Senior Center's 20th Annual Craft Fair will take place this Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On display will be handcrafted jewelry, art, quilts, home goods, baked goods, and holiday creations. This event is free to attend at 270 Scott Street. Any who wear a Halloween costume can enter a raffle for prizes as well. The City of Atascadero and the Charles Paddock Zoo will be hosting the annual Zoo Boo tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 8:30 p.m. This spectacular evening features Halloween-themed decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games, activities, a haunted maze, tricks, treats, and more. Two costume contests will be held each night, one for children and one for families. Admission to the zoo is $16 per regular attendee, $15 per zoo member, and ages 2 and under are free. The Charles Paddock Zoo recommends bringing a reusable trick-or-treat bag. The Paso High Theater Company, Paso Robles Lions Club, and Paso Robles Youth Quest will be presenting Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona. The Haunted Maze will feature this ghost of Mexican folklore October 25th to the 31st, 5 to 8 p.m. at 1745 Spring Street across from Paso Market Walk. The maze's first hour is dedicated to all ages, with hours 2 and 3 focused on a scarier experience. Tickets are $7 for 10 and under and $10 for those 11 and older. The 27th branch of the Early Days Gas, Engine, and Tractor Association will be hosting its third annual swap meet next Saturday, November 2nd, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying, and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. Here's Mike McKinney, president of the 27th branch of the association, on the kinds of machines that will be featured.
Some of the machines go back to the 1880s. Most of what we collect, I would say, would be between the 1880s to 1930s. The hit-and-miss engines were used prior to electricity being available in the rural areas. Pretty much every time you bring something out, you're going to have to work on it. Yeah, but they still run, and we enjoy doing it. This is more of a buy and sell event, but any one of us that will always be anyone there selling would be definitely interested in explaining how we do it, what we do. It's one of those things that it just kind of grabs you at some point when you hear them run. They have a particular little sound that often grabs people's attention.
Admission to the event on November 2nd is free. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street. The cone zone will keep two-way traffic flowing at this corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Some street parking spaces will be inaccessible. The Engineering Division says work will start today and is estimated to end November 15th. Work goes from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on working days. As the holiday season is coming up and around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office will be entering its 35th year of bicycle giveaways during the holiday season. Each year, the community's generosity helps the program promote the holiday spirit by giving away refurbished bicycles and new helmets to children in need in San Luis Obispo County. Individuals and businesses who wish to donate children's bicycles or new helmets in their original packaging can bring them to any Sheriff's Office patrol stations or the Sheriff's Honor Farm located on Highway 1. Monetary donations in the form of checks are also accepted, sent to the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation. If you know a child up to 15 years of age in need of a bicycle, you can fill out a form and application at slowsheriff.org. Applications are due Thursday, November 21st. The bicycle giveaway will take place Thursday, December 12th at 9 a.m. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 1 of the 120th MLB World Series with the Dodgers and Yankees squaring off in Dodger Stadium starts tonight. Tomorrow will be Game 2. Monday starts Game 3 with the teams moving to Yankee Stadium. In the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Vikings 30-20 yesterday. And for KPRL's triple header on Sunday the 27th, at 9:30 a.m. we'll have the Bears against the Commanders, 1 p.m. will be the Raiders taking on the Chiefs, and at 4:30 p.m. is the Cowboys versus the 49ers. In high school football, this week Mission Prep will host the Bass Rebels Bearcats, the Templeton Eagles will travel to Napomo, and Atascadero will take on Morro Bay. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The L.A. County District Attorney will petition the courts to resentence Eric and Lyle Menendez in hopes that their life sentences for the killing of their parents in 1989 will be changed.
Because of their age, under the law, since they were under 26 years of age, at the time that these crimes occurred, they will be eligible for parole immediately.
George Gascon saying new evidence supports the brothers' claim that they killed their parents in self-defense after years of sexual and physical abuse by their father. A message for baseball fans from the mayor of Los Angeles.
Our message is LA is ready. Ready to host the World Series, ready to welcome visitors from near and far, and most importantly, ready to win.
Mayor Karen Bass says the city is ready for the first two games of the World Series starting late this afternoon, directing the city's Emergency Operations Center to activate to level 3. Gas prices averaging $4.60 a gallon statewide, down 5 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. About 5,000 sharp healthcare workers are preparing to vote on a potential strike. Workers say this is about what they call unfair labor practices related to contract bargaining, unsafe staffing levels, and low pay. The union has cited 19 allegations against Sharp about staffing levels at its hospital facilities. National Labor Relations Board reporting 14 of those have either been dismissed or withdrawn due to lack of evidence. Sharp Healthcare saying their hospital staffing levels are safe and actually among the highest in the state. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax laureate whose comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The iconic monarch butterfly, famed for its vibrant orange and black wings, makes its annual stop along California's central coast this month to overwinter. This journey is part of a multi-generation migration that spans North America, with monarchs traveling as far as Mexico and Canada. But their numbers have dwindled. Chip Taylor, founding director of Monarch Watch, discussed how a potential action to list the monarch as threatened or endangered under the U.S. Endangered Species Act would affect California farmers and ranchers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Mostly sunny skies today with a few passing clouds, highs in the mid-80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-40s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Sunday, clearing up to sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, low 70s starting Tuesday, going to Thursday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Preventative maintenance is the best way to make sure your vehicle is running properly. At Lube & Go, our full-service 26-point oil change and lube includes inspecting brakes, belts, and hoses, and checking all the fluid levels. We also use state-of-the-art equipment, which recognizes your specific vehicle and the manufacturer's requirements. Simply put, we want to help you avoid costly repairs later. For quick quality service, trust Lube & Go, your locally owned preventative maintenance auto repair center.
Lube & Go!
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Demand for expensive manufactured things held up better than expected in September. Durable goods orders declined 0.8%, though excluding transportation, which is aviation and Boeing's machinist strike, durable goods orders were up 0.4%. Colgate-Palmolive says it was able to raise prices, but its sales volume rose. Its quarter topped expectations, and it's raising its forecast. Colgate-Palmolive says it will be spending more on advertising for the rest of the year as it focuses on promoting its brands. Spirits company Remy Cointreau is expecting sales to plunge next year. It's blaming worsening market conditions in China and an uncertain recovery in the U.S. Also, China is imposing tariffs on brandy imports from the EU. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jim Cosilda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Duriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Duriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Nilgard. It's our dedication to a five-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Nilgard Windows and Doors' full lifetime warranty on select products.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. It's a beautiful word or a beautiful sound. And it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort over there in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Get going on the Friday. Lots to do this weekend, man.
One thing's for sure, we're all just passing through. No, we're not gonna live forever, not me and you. Oh, Lord, we're not. But, Lord, I've had a good time. Yes, Lord, I've had a good, good life. I've just got one thing to say. This is all that matters anyway. Good friends, good whiskey, and
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
And not necessarily in that order. All right. Hey, how about a big high five to a former Bearcat, scored a touchdown last night, although his team lost, the Minnesota Vikings, Josh Oliver. Tight end, 2 catches, 30 yards, and a TD pass from Sam Darnold. So, did you go to school with Josh, Chris?
Name doesn't sound familiar. What year did he graduate? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I graduated in 2017, so.
I don't know how long Josh is. Let me see, 17, 4. I don't know how old, or what year that Josh graduated. But anyway, so. Good, former Bearcat. How about that, man? That's big-time stuff. Big-time stuff. Good for him. Good for him. All righty, let's see here. Where do I go? I do have something I received yesterday, and here it goes. Possible election fraud. I'm not sure who to contact about this, but I was hoping you could direct me in the right direction. My family lives in the North County. And I have never been to Pennsylvania, but my adult daughter received a voicemail on her cell phone that was directed to me. It was from Mike, a volunteer with the voter protection team with the Pennsylvania Democrat Party. He said he was calling me to let me know that my mail-in ballot, according to the Philadelphia County Local Board of Elections office, appeared that there was an issue with my mail-in ballot and they were not able to accept it, so to please give them a call ASAP in order to get it taken care of. He gave me a number to call, which is blah, 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 and to please call. I said, okay, I got that already. The number he called from showed it was from North Wales, PA, his phone number. Okay, I looked up the number he advised me to call, and it shows Philadelphia City Commissioners. I don't trust a lot what I've been told anymore, but I know Pennsylvania is a very important state for the election, so I didn't want to ignore this. Thank you for any help. I have no idea. I have no idea what that is. But as I think it was last year, I told you somebody who was from Massachusetts that was still getting their ballot mailed to California. From Massachusetts, and he also got a California one. Now, I don't know if that's been changed, and it's not like he just moved here. He'd moved from Massachusetts maybe 10 years ago, but he was still getting a ballot from there. And yes, he did vote twice. You're not supposed to do that, but anyway, at least he was honest and he told me. All right, let's see here. So, you know, I ask this question a lot. Do endorsements count? Do endorsements count when you see certain groups or organizations endorse people? It does to me. It's almost a no-brainer. And I received some information about the endorsements from the Atascadero School Board. And this has to do with Matt Pennon. He's for the school board. He was appointed. He was appointed a couple of years ago, so he's now running. And you may recall these are his words that were at a board meeting, I believe, in September.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
Okay, so some elected officials who are backing him include Don Addis, Bruce Gibson, Don Ortiz-Legs, Little Jimmy Paulding, Susan Funk, and then you have other organizations such as the Atascadero Democratic Club, Equality of California, the Paso Robles Democratic Club, San Luis Obispo Democratic Party, and also Planned Parenthood is on board with him as well. And even the city, the mayor of city of Atascadero is on board with him as well. As I mentioned, it is Planned Parenthood and the Atascadero Unified, District Association, Teachers Association in Atascadero. So when you hear a list like that, whether it's person who believes men that can get pregnant, does that sway your decision? Now, candidates have been doing this for a long time. They use people because they think it persuades people to vote. Does it for you? Either way, does it? Sometimes it's real easy. I mean, years ago, it used to be that if the Trib backed somebody, it was an automatic no. So just a couple of thoughts on that. Okay, so I don't know which way I'm going to go with this today, but abuse in government, we kind of hit on it yesterday, and it was about that, I forget the number it was, but we mentioned it, somebody, and then Al hit on it a little bit last Friday, which, by the way, Al will be back this afternoon for Open Mic Friday. And the number on this thing had to do with the directive from the DOD. It's 5240.001. And this gives more authority to the government. So we cited some things yesterday. And then this morning when I was driving in, I thought, you know what? We have short memories and we forget. It's just like the news cycle. Things happen and then two or three days later, it's off the news and we forget. But not too long ago, you had abuse of power by the government with something massive. It was called COVID. That could never happen in this country. And then even thinking about the, Lois Lerner going after the conservative groups. She was with the IRS. She did step down, I think, but no ramifications. And then over the course of time, we've had organizations such as the, Randy Rosenberg, whatever her name is. She's the American Teachers Association. She's the head of it, the union, where that so-called secret letter calling parents who were getting a little bit more, shall we say, interested in what's going on in school districts across the country referred to them as terrorists. These are the people in these types of position. They're in for as the political elitist who want to abuse their authority to impose control over people's behavior and their mind, and with threats and gaslighting tactics as well. It's fear-mongering and intimidation to coerce subjects into obedience. Now, don't we see it here locally? You better not say this. You better not do this. You better keep your mouth shut. If you raise your voice at a council meeting or at a supervisor's meeting, we've got the sheriff here, and they're going to escort you out of the building because we don't want to hear it. You're not going to use the equipment that you paid for with taxpayer money because we said so, even though it's there for you to make a point. And I'll just use the word against us. You're not going to use it. Why? Because we said so. We voted on it. This is the abuse of power. And that's why this election in particular, you could see this ramping up if the Democrats get their way. It's not going to go away. And both parties do this almost every election. We want to unite and bring people together. Well, that's not what at least one party means. It means we're going to inflict our will on you or else. We will do the fear-mongering, but they will coerce you or intimidate you into following. We've had the attacks on freedom of speech in this country increase quite a bit in the last few years. That was from the left. And if you don't like people's lifestyles and something like or something along those lines, you're going to get called a name and you're going to get called out for it. We're going to decide what information or disinformation is. Again, this is coming from the government. This is coming from the government. So don't think just because we live in the good old United States, it could never happen here. It has been happening. It has been happening. And the envelope keeps getting pushed. And we don't, we're trying to fight back. But you, again, we will say this till we're blue in the face, November 5th. It's about winning. You have to fight back and take control. Don't let them do this. They're trying to shove their views down your throat. Now, we all have different views, but this is to the different level of if you disagree with them, they will punish you for it. This is not about bringing people together at all. At all. And if you think so, well, you're wrong. It's pretty simple. Again, we may hit this again before the election about I'm voting for America, just to remind you and give you a little inspiration as you get closer to the day for those who haven't voted yet. Remember, we're having attacks on independents. We're having attacks on media and threats against media. And like I said, your freedom of speech. So stay on your toes. Stay on your toes. All right. Also, I had to laugh on Chris, you did the story and we get the information and it's nice to pass it along to people that they're doing some the road work and a couple of closures or at least going to be some maybe delays in Atascadero.
Yeah, what about it?
But they mentioned the measure, right?
Yeah, it was F-14.
Now, I don't remember everything that is said on this radio station. Matter of fact, probably a lot I don't. I don't remember too often in all my years working when a road project is going on that they're mentioning the measure.
I think in Atascadero, it's actually mentioned pretty frequently. Like, I just looked up F-14 right now in my email, and I see one going all the way back to August 2023. There was July of this year, and then August of this year as well. So okay. I've got several news releases that specify their F-14 projects.
Okay. Well, that's they're consistent, and that's good. I'm glad I'm corrected on that. I guess what I was getting at, because I noticed a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe more than in Paso Robles on Golden Hill. Is it Golden Hill? Yeah, Golden Hill Road. They had the signs up about the tax and from the 212. And I thought, it's interesting. The ballots are coming out and they're putting these little posters up there on the roads. That's amazing. It's like, you know, when we drive on I-5 sometimes close to elections, you'll see, and it seems like always I-5, there's always projects going on. Is this whatever construction project supported by your tax dollars? I don't need to be reminded of that, but I just find it coincident, not, I guess, in Atascadero. Like I said, they've been consistent, but just around election time. Which, by the way, if they're going to do that, and on, again, the I-5 example on this construction project supported by your tax dollars, and you've heard me say this. Well, then, when the government has a program and said it's free, I wish they would have the sign out saying not free, but this is supported by tax dollars, your neighbors, your friends, whatever, instead of free. Let's eliminate the word free from the government. I would like to see that if anybody had the gumption. Maybe let's start in our cities or in the county with any of these programs that say that's free. Free this, free that. Say no. Let's put something in. You're always wanting to put in new rules, regulations, or, you know, cute little words. Well, let's do that. Maybe some of our new elected officials would consider doing so. Also with that, too much thinking yesterday on the salary of government officials. Now, the President of the United States makes $400,000 per year. He also receives a $50,000 expense allowance. And there is also some other important people in this country such as, you've heard me mention this, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. You know what the salary is? $286,700. What are we paying the city, the county attorney? With compensation over $400,000, more than the President of the United States. And remember, we've been told, if we don't pay, we won't get quality people. Now, that is one of the dumbest things I've heard in quite a few years. So, I wonder, when the person is coming in looking for this job in San Luis Obispo County to be the new attorney, what if the people interviewing them sat down and said, do you think you are worth more than the Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America? What do you think their answer might be? Probably no. Well, then the next question I would ask is, then why do you think you should make more than them? You can live comfortably here on the Central Coast for $200,000. Which is $86,000 left in the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Just throwing that out there, because as we know, the salaries with many of our non-elected officials in government have gone through the roof. Matter of fact, some are getting paid without even working. We have that here in Paso Robles, don't we? Yes, we do. Well, maybe we'll find out more on that on November 5th, at the closed door, supposedly. Not 100% guaranteed. All right, we're going to go, and we have a music trivia on the way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin Monday, October 28th. Affected roadways will be parts of Capistrano Avenue, Del Rio Road, and San Andreas Avenue. Work is estimated to be completed in December. This Saturday, October 26th, will be a car show and barbecue fundraiser at the Astrea Warbirds Museum, hosted by 805 Community Car Centers. This free event includes music, a bounce house, and a silent auction. For $15, you can treat yourself to a tri-tip lunch. The event goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Vice President Harris making the pitch to voters in Atlanta last night. She says she's the best candidate to lower the cost of living.
My common sense plan will lower the prices you pay on everything from prescription drugs to groceries to housing. On the other hand, Donald Trump will raise costs on you and your families.
Former President Trump at the United for Change rally in Vegas last night. He says the top priority will be tackling the economy.
With your vote in this election, we will end inflation. We, all of us together, we will stop the invasion. And we will bring back the American dream, something you haven't heard about for about 4 years.
The former president also campaigning in Arizona last night. America's listening to Fox News.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh-hoo. Drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Escape into autumnal bliss at Spa Allegretto. As the air turns crisp, rejuvenate with their special October offer. New members join this month to receive half off your annual spa membership. Call 805-369-2524 and mention this offer at the time of booking. Offer valid through October 31st, 2024.
13 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, and we've got sports. It's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Nick Cope.
On Thursday Night Football, the Rams beat the Vikings 30-20, and Los Angeles had their weapons back.
Here comes Kupp in motion to balance it out 2x2. Stafford has a snap, four-man rush, pressure in his face, goes out the left side, ducks the rush, flips to the end zone, caught! Cooper Kupp from Matthew Stafford! A primetime edition of Nine and Dime!
Rams Radio Network, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua returned from injury. Kupp caught five passes, including that touchdown. Nacua led with seven catches for 106 yards. We had some controversy at the end of this one, though, as Rams pass rusher Byron Young sacked Sam Darnold for a safety while grabbing Darnold's face mask. There was no flag on the play. Ref said after they could not see the face mask happen.
That was easy to see, by the way. All right, coming up, triple header this Sunday morning, starting at 9:30. The Bears and Washington, Raiders and the Chiefs. That's in Vegas. And then the late game, Dallas and the 49ers here on the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, as we move along gently here on this Friday edition on the Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Turning out mostly sunny, low to mid-Fridays, couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 50, mid-80s, little clouds and sunshine Saturday, cloudy 80 on Sunday, 70 Monday, Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, Thursday, low to mid-70s, and same mostly sunny, low to mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 7:19 a.m., 6:16 p.m. We're at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. He's the man.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at that location in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill. Can't miss it. As we check in to see what varmints may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home. checking in to see, there is none. However, silly wabbit. Rabbits have 360 degree vision. Rabbits' eyes are on the side of their head, granting them nearly 360 degree vision, allowing them to see predators from all directions except right behind them.
Well, good to know. If you're ever hunting rabbits, just go right behind them.
All you need to do is be in a car. They just run right in front of you all the time.
So just take a car out into the woods and eventually you'll hit a rabbit?
No, you don't need them. Just take them on the back road. Not every morning, but it's like sometimes I feel like I'm bowling for bunnies when I'm driving my car in. And they don't make much of a noise when you roll over them either. But so apparently they must be dumber than deer. I'm just guessing because that's what they do. They just run in front and poof, they're gone. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Remember, it is your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. That's all under the one roof there. Nice and convenient. Alrighty, it's 9 minutes away from 7. At the Right Choice, KPRL, moving right along. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, the airport, One Niner Diner, as it's known. Open every day, breakfast to lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. That means we would like to get people to understand that we don't want the same ones calling in just to qualify for every contest. That's 30 days at least. And to tell you the truth, I can't remember, but we always like to go on the honor system here. Okay? And that would include family members, too, back-to-back as well. All right, and okay, so it's Friday. I'm going to play a little bit of a tease of a song. Call in, give me the name of the song or the name of the artiste. Decide what... I'll decide if you get close. You know, you can't, don't remember the artist's name. You screw up the title or something along those lines with a little help every now and then from the professor on my right-hand side. So with that, let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. I always have to do this one because maybe I shouldn't do it because, Chris, it never works when I tell them one of the things, the major things they shouldn't do, right? Would you say that?
Maybe I should say it. Don't answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. So when you call up an answer, don't say, was it this person or this guy?
There you go. That is the voice of respect. So, got it?
I hope so.
We will see. We will see. All right. Okay. So here it is. A little bit of a tease of a song. This may be fairly easy. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you think you know the name of the song, if you think you know the name of the song or the artiste, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Hey, John Denver.
Yes, it is John Denver, and you know the song? Not that that's necessary.
Country Road.
Yep, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Do you like it?
Yeah.
It is. And you know what? It has stood the test of time. It still sounds good today.
Yeah.
All right, may I have your name, please?
Eric Schultz.
All right, Eric, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy the song and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you do the same, and I might disqualify myself. I'm going to say, go Dodgers! Ah, thanks!
You know, there's an old saying that, you know, it's not nice to wish ill will on people. I'm not one of those that have ever bought into most of those old sayings there.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
country roads. All my memories gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads.
Recorded in January of 1971 in New York City, released in April of 1971, one of the biggest hits for John Denver. The interesting part of it, with the inspiration of the title line, came from Taffy Nevette and Bill Danoff, who were in Starland Vocal Band, and they were putting some lyrics together, and the inspiration was that they were driving in Montgomery County in Maryland, which is beautiful, for a family reunion. And they just started thinking, or Danoff started thinking about country roads and of him growing up in Western New England and going all these small towns and roads and so forth. So they started to write a song, and they couldn't, and then they had the intent of selling it to Johnny Cash. Well, John Denver was a friend of them, and they came back. It's a long story. However, he helped them finish the song, and then he decided that he wanted to record the song. And, of course, he did, to great success. And he does get credit on as the songwriter of this. Now, in the song, you probably hear a little bit of the banjo and the steel guitar. Okay, well, there's a gentleman who played on that version, and his name was Eric Weisberg. You remember him from his successful banjo solo that became a big hit from the film Deliverance, and it reached number two in the United States in 1973. His name was Eric Weisberg, and so a little bit of history. And of course, it was a few years later, I think in 75 or 1976, when Danoff and Taffy and then two others became the Starland Vocal Band, and they had their huge hit. And that was Afternoon Delight. So a little connection there. But John Denver's big hit, Take Me Home, Country Roan, one of the state theme songs for West Virginia.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Pass Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street. Two-way traffic will be kept flowing at the corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Work will start today and is estimated to end November 15th, and work will go from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on working days only. The Paso High Theater Company, Paso Robles Line Club, and Paso Robles Youth Quest will be presenting Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona. The Haunted Maze will go from October 25th to the 31st, 5 to 8 p.m. at 1745 Spring Street, across from the Paso Market Walk. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, I don't know if it's still happening, but for whatever reason, that also became the theme song of an Australian football team, Take Me Home, Country Roads. I don't know. Still sounds good, though. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's